Workers, students, austerity-stricken Greeks gather at the Athens Polytechnic for the second day of this political celebration of anti-imperialistic struggle, laying wreaths, remembering the invasion of the Unita military into the gates of the Polytechnic on November 17, 1973. 23 students died that night and more than 1,000 injured, martyrs fallen for democratic values. Tens of thousands gather in central Athens a few hours later to begin the annual protest march at the US Embassy, rallying through the capital against the country's current political and financial insolvency.
Today's crisis is worse than in 70-73. The resistance movement today is bigger and can overturn potentially austerity politics. Labor resistance is growing and the government is weak, yet utilizing the racist and far-right manifestos in and out of parliament as a scarecrow of instability against the rising liberal left and the anti-austerity movement as a whole.
The rally gains tremendous momentum as thousands of citizens join the Polytechnic students who head the protest, stomping all the way past the Greek Parliament and the European Commission in the 2-kilometer trek to the US Embassy. Intense sloganeering against US imperialism and foreign policy is heard all along the way. In one voice, they shout about the junta not ending in 1973 and against austerity policies in Greece and the rest of Europe. The US Embassy is, as always, heavily guarded. Deep in the evening, past the US Embassy, the roads are blocked by the police. The rally freezes for a whole hour while students and labor unions try to convince the Athens police chief to remove the blockade and make way for some 120,000 protesters who want to reach the Israeli embassy. Some accuse the police chief of being a Mossad agent when negotiations become momentarily heated. While others say the police protects the Israelis, illegally blocking the road without a court order.
This government can be overthrown because Greek workers are gaining more control of the country's productive base. We must exit the Eurozone, write off the country's debt and nationalize Greek private banks who are also in debt.
The negotiations bear results and the anti-riot police opens up the protest roads to the Israelis. The march moves on louder than ever. Intifada, Intifada and Free Palestine is heard all across central Athens by the now mammoth rally. An hour later, protesters reach the Israeli embassy, a sea of red flags obscuring the Star of David on the embassy's flagpole. An Israeli flag is ceremoniously set alight. The police look on speechless as tens of thousands of protesters march on past them for a whole hour, ignoring them peacefully, shouting murderous Zionist child murderers in what has now become the first ever November 17th protest to have been rendered so poignantly relevant to the Palestinian struggle and the Gaza bombings this week.
What began as a protest exclusive to modern Greek history ends up at the Israeli embassy. This outlines that in the end, it is all about the civil society versus the financial, military and geopolitical elites. You see behind me the Israeli embassy. Protesters are shouting, "Freedom to Palestine, down with the Israeli Zionist murderers." This is Konstantin Venizelos for Press TV in Athens.